You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Stars, keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Victor Young wrote this for a motion picture in 1944. Peggy Lee does the honors. Tell you more about it in just a bit.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near when apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have the love you write. I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign.
Joseph Cotton and Jennifer Jones.
Written by Allen to a girl he had never met, never knowing what terror they were to cause. And no one dared tell him the truth.
Anybody would think a murder had been committed.
Yes, there has. An old murder. It's all over and forgotten now, but a murder remains a murder and goes on affecting people.
Look, I wish you'd tell me what...
No, don't ask me anymore. I've told you too much already.
But Allen had to know more. Had to learn the strange secret behind the lost memory of this lovely, haunted girl. The girl he loved in spite of every warning.
Do you think it would matter to you or to me if you did remember the past?
We're both afraid of the same thing, Alan. I love you, and I think I'll always love you. But I must try to remember.
For her sake, won't you tell me what happened that night?
Have you read the accounts of the trial?
Yes.
Then that's all you have to know.
It's only that there's something like a fog. I can't seem to get through it. Shapes coming forward, I should recognize them. But when I reach for them, there's nothing there.
Here. I'll help you.
Oh, yes, yes, help me.
Victor Young never got an Oscar until he had written the score for Around the World in 80 Days, and he got the Oscar posthumously. Got a recording I'd like you to hear, Judy Garland, Gordon Jenkins. Wanted to create this whole musical show just for this St. Valentine's Day. It's a story of a guy and a gal. They once had a very satisfactory love affair. Sometimes after they parted, he figured he'd made a mistake and now he's got to return, you see. The scene is New York City, but now she's moved away. So he writes her a letter mentioning all the places and the memories that they held for both of them. And she reads his letter and remembers and sings a memory of their times together. And there's more to this story. And he calls her. So he called Capitol Records and said, I've got an idea for a song. A great album, a guy singing about this letter. They said, wait a minute, that's a good album idea for Judy. And she said, are you kidding? I'm receptive. Let's do it. I like it. So they started all over. And they got a guy, John Ireland, for the narrator's part. They had somebody else in mind, but well, John Ireland was available. Gordon Jenkins says, this is the guy. So they got together the next day, played the audition. Said, you bet, I want to do it. So here's Judy Garland, Gordon Jenkins, John Ireland, Ralph Brewster singers. Out of the pen of the great Gordon Jenkins.
Dearest dear, I write this letter because I have no other choice. Life without you has become intolerable. I tried to fill my world with all kinds of distractions. Sports, travel, stupid hobbies. But it's no use. My restless mind keeps running back to the good days. The bright days when our incredible affair first began. Most introductions are only a jumble of polite words. But ours was the 4th of July and Christmas morning. At least it was to me. Knowing you as I do now, I'm sure you must have felt somewhat the same.
I walked away from you and ran right into a lamppost. And a cop came up and said, "Are you all right, lady?" And I said, "Yes, it was only that stroke of lightning." But the cop didn't understand. And then I realized that nobody else saw the lightning hurry by. And I wasn't sure whether I should laugh or cry. So I said to myself, "Honey, you're in trouble." And I was, and I still am. I'm in trouble, such beautiful trouble. And it's the most serious trouble I've had, and I'm glad. I have a most exciting heart palpitation. This situation is completely out of hand, and it's grand. One day he's known me, and he wants to own me. I'm putting up a fight and hoping I lose. My doctor made a wise prediction. He said this wonderful affliction was simply that beautiful trouble called love. I try to be good, but it's hard to see good. If love is blind, Buster, hand me my cane, 'cause it's plain I'm in the most delicious new kind of danger. This perfect stranger strikes before the iron is hot, and why not? No longer am I bored, I'm on the high board. I took one look and I'm ready to leave. No time to even count to 10, kids. I'm shouting, "Here we go again, kids." I'm in that beautiful trouble called love.
I am sitting by our special window, looking out over the town that loved us so. New York has changed since it was ours. As I walk through Greenwich Village, it seems smaller now. And the arch at Washington Square, hardly big enough to hold two people as happy as we were.
You kissed me there. You kissed me in the summer night. Shadow of Washington Square, and the old man watched us with envy, and the young man smiled, and the young girl smiled, and the cars carefully dodged us as they rushed by, and their horns applauded as they went by. And then I drew away, and we walked along, and we did didn't care how long it took us to get there. But somehow we always reached the door. The sign said Ricky.
Ricky's is gone now. They closed the magic door and moved away.
Ricky. Welcome home. We want you here. Stay with us a while.
It was just another saloon with pretty good food.
But anyone who said that would be wrong. It was more than that. It was more than a place where people go to be fed or to linger over a glass of village wine. It was a place where a dream couldn't be misled, and you were mine. I loved you there. Ricky's is gone now. They closed the magic door and moved away.
Thank you.
As I write to you and think back through the years, I hear music. Our life together seems almost like a concert with music accenting each scene. Music greeted us all along our way, and sometimes we'd stop and listen to it a while. When we felt like hearing music that smiled back at us, we went to Nick's. And if the music changed, we changed with it and held hands a little tighter as the blues went by.
You fill my life with meanness. Now you can fill my glass with dollar gin.
I think he's cute, don't you?
You fill my life with meanness. Now you can fill my glass with dollar gin.
I think you're cute, too.
I don't know where I'm going, but it won't be any place that I ain't been.
I think he's cute, and I think you're cute, and I think I'm cute. I think we're all just adorable.
When love flies out the window, hate comes crawling through the door.
He can say that again.
He can and he will.
When love flies out the window, hate comes crawling through the door.
Nice cheerful lyric, isn't it?
Yeah, like a sick baby.
I can't say I hate you, but I know I don't love you anymore.
Well, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.
People will hear you.
You knew a lot of people, but you never knew right from wrong.
Sounds like some of your name-dropping friends.
Yes, you knew a lot of people, but you never knew right from wrong.
They're not so bad.
Well, they're name-droppers, aren't they?
I used to love your performance, but baby, you stayed on too long.
Yes, yes. Don't we all?
I bought you lipstick for your mouth, mascara for your eyes, and a lot of fancy dresses that you wore for other guys. I want to see you close the door behind you by the time I count to 10, 'cause I never want to see your ugly face again. I'm tired, so tired of your low-down, nasty ways.
I believe this boy's had it, don't you?
I believe he has.
When a month has passed, baby, I will have been gone 30 days. When a month has passed, baby, I will have been gone 30 days.
Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou.
Your lips so inviting, your eyes deep as wine. How well I remember when they were all mine. Your arms sweet and tender, your hair soft and bright. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight?
Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou.
They play other people's music at Nick's now, not ours. Our music always needed two to be heard. And if the loudest drum sounded to us like a love song, well, that's the way it was. And that's the way it should be. I remember so well when we were first in love, how jealous I was of anything that would separate us, even for a little while. It seemed like you were always shopping or at the beauty parlor or having one of those endless lunches with the girls. I often wondered what you all talked about that kept you so long.
When a bunch of girls get together for a date in town, it always starts with brunch, formerly known as lunch. And we talk about clothes and men, the new Broadway shows and men. We talk about the scandalous books we've read and the cute things somebody's baby said. But we always go back to men again and again and again. The worst kind of man, some girls will tell you, is the kind that drinks too much at parties, does boring imitations, wears a lampshade for a hat, and when he gets tired of that, he tells dirty stories, then passes out in the morning glories. I agree, he wouldn't be the man for me. The worst kind of man, in one girl's opinion, is a man who's in his early 50s but thinks he's Casanova. All his clothes are Ivy League, and he loves a gay intrigue. He has a lusty hunger only for girls that are 30 years younger. I agree, he wouldn't be the man for me. But still, when it's Saturday night and there's no one to take you to the dance, you look through your little black book. Let's see. No, not him. Look through your little black book. Oh, those jokes. I couldn't stand it. Once more through your little black book. Well, I guess he'll have to do. What's the use of talking? The worst kind of riding beats the best kind of walking. So take it from me. Don't be too choosy. He may be duller than cotton stockings and drives a 41 Chevy. And though his jokes are stale, he's breathing and he's male. What the heck if he's at your beck and call? You'll find the worst kind of man is much better than no man, no man, no man at all.
It's been a long time between letters, but it's taken me that long to realize how much I need you, how necessary you are to my happiness. At the time, it was almost impossible to answer your last letter. You made it painfully clear how you felt about me.
That's all there is. There isn't any more. My sweet, I've gone about as far as I can go. I realize the things you did, you had to do, and they weren't so terribly bad to do. But you shouldn't have told me. I didn't want to know.
maybe I tried too hard. I thought that we could reach the sky. I guess the mountain was too high to climb. I put a sign that said, for sale on all my dreams, and a permanent lock on my door. That's all there is. There isn't any more. But if you need me,
earlier in my letter, I said New York had changed, and so it has. All but the park. Of all Manhattan, it's still the easiest place in which to be alone. But the park understands a lonely man. And when I see the trees on the avenue lean over the wall trying to get in, I want to get in too and hear the people sing. I see the trees on the avenue lean over the wall trying to get in. I want to get in too.
Wait for me. I want to be with you in the playgrounds underneath the trees on the lake at the zoo. I want to be your letter in my hand. An unwelcome doubt invades my mind, and I get mixed up, and I wonder who loves me and who doesn't love me, and I wonder who means it and who doesn't mean it. Then all of a sudden I'm as sure can be. I need you more than you ever needed me.
Mm-hmm. And so when the walls of my room start to close in on my silent phone, I run to our favorite field and walk the paths you loved so much. Sometimes in the park I try to trade my thoughts for those of strangers and borrow small pieces of their lives as they hurry by.
You should have seen the fellow I was out with last night. You know where he took me? Longchamps he took me.
Mama, can I buy something? Mama, can I?
We'll see.
Why, it's disgraceful. After all, what do the drama critics know about art in the theater? I mean real art. Now you take my last play, the big scene where I go.
Can I, Mama? Can I? Please, Mama?
After a while.
Hey, Mo, how'd you make out last night, huh, Mo?
Same old thing. Just a lot of heavy breathing.
As I walk around New York without you, every street seems to bring back a different part of our life together. Little bars where we'd meet, the museums that I unsuccessfully resisted, and the corner where we met one Sunday morning and had one of our more spectacular fights. It was Easter, and we had come out to watch the parade.
Hello, 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 hello. Glad to see me?
You're not serious about that hat, are you?
You don't like it?
Well, after all, honey, it isn't Halloween.
Halloween? Well, how did I ever get mixed up with such a fathead? How did I ever get involved with such a dunce? How could I ever love a man who has a taste of a goat and let the best years of my life go all to waste, unquote? Really?
Look, all I said was I didn't like your hat.
I suppose you'd rather have that dame you used to go with, the one with scraggly hair who never took a bath. I may be dumb, but I'm twice as smart as you. So there, so scram, so long, get lost. This time we're really through.
Look, you're making a big scene over nothing.
Go back to your comic books, you mental giant. From now on I'm gonna be so self-reliant. You won't know me.
I don't want to know you the way you're acting.
You were the one who started it.
I started it? What do you mean I started
it? I'll be the one to finish it.
That's where you're wrong. I'm going to finish it, and right now.
Go ahead. Strike me, you brute. You wouldn't dare. Stay away. Don't touch me. Don't come any nearer, or I'll scream. I mean it. I'll scream. I'll...
Saying?
Oh, saying. Who cares? Kiss me again.
Thank you.
can't find the right words to end this letter. It must be because the thoughts it holds can have no end. It must be as clear to you as it is to me. We belong together, and will be, have to be together. There just isn't anything else to say.
Come back before the summer is gone. Come back before the aging leaves start falling. Come take me back to New York while there still is time, time to begin again that which was never really ended. Our kind of desperate faith is everlasting. Your love has never left its home within my secret heart. The words you write are true. That's the way it was, just the way you say it was. That's the way it should be. I don't want written words. I want your arms around me. I want to hear your voice, your reassuring words once more. Tell me how beautiful I am. A dark street I was never sure of, but it's behind us now. The future will find us now.
There's an epidemic work. Gordon Jenkins, John Ireland, Ralph Brewster, the Singers, and Judy Garland on Capitol. The music of the stars. Stick around another hour for a few surprises. Or not, if you've been here a while. And next week, the story of the ballroom. A bitter tale. It's Dorothy Loudon, Vincent Gardenia, and Charles Durning. Wait till you hear that love story. Next week, right here on The Music of the Star. This your favorite holiday? More to come in 7 minutes. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.